Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And here's John Richards. Good morning, John Richards.
Good morning, Rodney.
Yes.
Good to hear you alive and well on a Friday morning.
I thought I'd, you know, pop by and help out Mark to go away for a long weekend.
Ah, right. Well, have you noticed how the obligatory chat has changed, Rodney, over the little weather chat, you know? People say, oh, lovely day, but of course we'd be happier if it was overcast and raining.
Yes, that's true.
The city of Cape Town continues to exhort us about saving the precious stuff. And there's a sort of threnody which repeats, we're falling short of the savings. It should be X, but it's only Y. Appealing to the guilt response. Well, I don't know about you, but from what I can see, we're doing and being as dutiful as possible. And many people have instituted things like rainwater harvest, the use of grey water. But yes, appealing to us to save is good. But what else do they have? What we don't hear from the city or the province or the national government are concrete plans to address the crisis, although all are agreed it is a crisis. Dam levels, or rather the average storage capacity of the dams, stands at 26.4%, 1% up on the previous week, about 10 megalitres more. Good news, but it's a long way to go. Last year, at this time, the average was 44%. But we may be lucky. More rain is on the way. Cold fronts do seem to be increasing in frequency. One good development is that the Table Mountain Group Aquifer, the TMG Aquifer, is in the spotlight at last with the promise that the pilot study will soon be resumed. The TMG, I'm sure you've heard about it, the TMG, Table Mountain Group Aquifer. Group means group of strata characterizing a geological formation. Table Mountain gives its name to this group or layer of rocks. Now it's a very big, very considerable structure and it should be better known. Hydrogeologist Chris Hartnady enlightened us here on Being Green earlier this year, and it's worth repeating. The aquifer extends way beyond Table Mountain, though.
But the area that we're considering is not anywhere near Table Mountain. It's on the other side of the Cape Flats. It's in the Cape Fold Belt, its western part. And where the rocks are folded, they go down to depths of between 2 and 5 kilometers in big basin-like structures. We call them synclines. And it's about nearly 2 kilometers thick in certain places near Villiersdorp. It's got different parts, and there's a lower part which is the more productive, let's say, because it's the lower part that underlies all of the high mountains. So any high mountain is generally the peninsular formation.
And we're talking about a huge quantity of water.
And we're talking about big quantities of water. We've worked out the storage in just the fractured spaces. So the rock is a fractured rock aquifer. It's about between 5 and 10% porous, which is not very much, but that's enough to allow water to filter through. And the key thing about the Table Mountain Group is that the rocks are very thick and very strong, and the strength governs the depth to which the fractures can remain open. And in this case, the fractures remain open to nearly 10 kilometers. And we know that because the rocks, the strong rocks, form the high mountains, which is where all the rain falls. And that rain percolates in the high mountains, travels downwards very, very slowly.
It takes a long, long time.
It takes thousands of years, hundreds of years maybe, but then comes up in the hot springs. And the Cape Fold Belt is one of these very rare places where we have non-volcanic hot springs. We have billions, which is many times more than the storage of the dams, of cubic meters in storage. But not all of that is accessible, of course. You've got to be able to draw in places that are accessible, and as I said before, it's got to be close to a place where it can be delivered easily to the people who use it. Therefore, only a few percent at most of that water is accessible.
Thanks to Chris Hartnady there for filling us in, hydrogeologist. The Table Mountain Group aquifer won't solve our great need for water, because it can only supply at most 5-6%, but it would help. But keep a watch out for the resumption of the pilot study. Every drop helps.
Indeed. Thank you very much, John Richards.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere.
When you add white and rare to our Blue Planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.